Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Adrian and Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there to our show tonight. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I know we're getting closer to Halloween, and there's a lot of spooky things and supernatural things going on. And it looks like we've got a huge amount of callers in tonight, so we're going to kind of speed this up a little bit. But I wanted to talk a little bit about mediumship and about seances. What is your experience with seances and angel boards?
Well, you know, we've had some experiences, you know, with the, you know, with the angel board, and I feel that, you know, when you make this connection, it helps you to become more in alignment, you know, with the higher, you know, whether it be your, you know, angels, archangels, or, you know, ascended masters, you know, you. It's almost like it's a direct line, you know, through the board, you know, because you're making that, you know, that direct connection, you know, with these higher sources. And, you know, as for a seance, you know, we had some experiences in the past where we hypnotized people and were able to make contact with spirits, you know, through hypnosis. And we know that that's a great direct line, you know, to that other dimension, and very effective, and it works. You know, that's the main thing. I just wanted to share that with the agent. And what else?
Well, another thing, Roy, is I'd like to talk about is there a difference between an angel board and remote viewer, you know, like how that, you know, with an angel board, how you can make contact with the other side as well as make contact with, you know, different things. Like if you want to know about a lost object, you know, if you're going to win lottery numbers, you know, if you're a professional remote viewer or a professional medium, you could pick up those things with the with an angel board. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're doing remote viewing, you know, it's a lot in the, you know, almost the same, you know, as an angel board, because you're making that, you know, direct connection, and it's giving you, you know, that information that you're after. I mean, very effective, you know, just like the angel board is, you know, remote viewing. What else, Adrian?
Well, I think with these contacts, I think you kind of, you don't know what's going to happen, or you kind of explore into your psychic ability as well as the board, and you become somewhat like a medium, just like the seance that we did in the past, you know, with the board, and you can connect with your loved ones through the board. And I think it's a universal television, or I mean, not television, telephone is what I mean. How you can talk to other people on the board and not just spirits.
And that's so true. You know, that's the main thing is, you know, making that connection and getting, you know, whatever information that's coming through. And then, you know, it seems like now that we're getting closer to Halloween, you know, these spirits are coming through the veil a lot. You know, the veil's getting a lot thinner, so they're, you know, a lot of these spirits are coming forward and making more contact with a lot of people.
Well, Roy, we have a lot of callers. Maybe we can use some, tonight we can use some soul collages. If you don't mind, we can do some soul collage work tonight. What do you feel about that?
That sounds wonderful. Let's get started.
Okay, let's go to the 858 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call.
And what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Anne and I'm calling from California.
Anne, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, if you could just look up, look at the cards, what do you see for me and the gentleman that I'm interested? We have kind of, he is kind of distant from me.
Does this person live far away from you?
I don't think so. Maybe just emotional distancing.
Oh, okay. Nathan, what are you getting?
Did you want to do a soul collage on this question, or?
Well, let's go ahead with the card.
Okay. Do you have your cards?
Right next to you.
Okay. Oh, here they are. Okay. Let's go ahead and, what was this question that you had on the card?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yes.
What do you see for me and for the gentleman that I have interest? There is some kind of emotional distancing.
Okay. Well, he's definitely sitting pretty with money. Money is not an issue with him. At times, he can be a little greedy. That's just because money has never really been an issue. So he's sitting fine right now, you know. This relationship that you're in with him is moving very slowly, I see here, which has kind of left you in a situation of feeling unsure about the relationship, but he has great knowledge, and this is a good relationship. It shows a good news about an undertaking here. It says he can be a little stubborn when it comes to business. Does he work a lot, do you know?
Me? Yes, I work a lot, but I don't think that he works a lot. He is self-employed, so I don't remember him working too much.
Well, it shows he's self-employed, but it is saying one of you work a lot of hours, like a lot of time. Maybe it's talking about you.
Well, I work kind of intensive, but I don't work long hours either, so I work 4 days a week or sometimes five, but very rarely. But this person, I believe, he works a few days, even less than me. None of us works full-time.
If that shows, and if not, and that shows that coming up, there's not going to be a lot of free time coming up, because I see a lot of new projects coming up. But actually, you see a relief in sight here in the outcome. It looks very positive. It shows you having a positive outcome with this person, relationship.
Do you know if this person is involved with other women, or what's going on with him that he's so distant?
Do you know if he was ever married?
He's not divorced, that's what I know for sure. I'm not sure if he's separated or he is not separated, but he's not divorced completely.
But he was married at one time.
Oh, yeah, he was married more than one time.
Okay. Does it just show there is a contract here with a female person maybe could be his wife or an ex-wife or somebody he's connected with. And it looks like this could be the obstacle, because the way I laid out the cards is the obstacle. I lay out the obstacle, I lay out the outcome, I lay out the present, I lay out the past, I lay out the future. I lay out fears and desires and dreams. So there, it just depends on what position the card is in. Like this one here, this is an obstacle card. So in that position, it says that there could be some kind of karmic debt here that he has with his wife that he hasn't fulfilled yet.
So in other words, he's with his wife. That's what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying that the way the card is faced in the position of an obstacle, it's saying that this is he still has a karmic debt that he hasn't fulfilled with his ex-wife yet,
mm-hmm.
and that she could become an obstacle for you. But your most wants and your desires is very positive because that's in an upright position, which is
whose desires are positive? I'm sorry, I didn't hear about positive desires. My desires are positive?
Yeah, your desires are positive. You desire a happy relationship. You see good qualities in this person. It makes you emotionally fulfilled. And you're hoping that things will work out, but the obstacle is the karmic card, which is in the obstacle downright position, saying that there's some kind of karmic debt that he hasn't fulfilled yet with this person.
Okay, so do you see anything good for us, or things will be like this without moving forward?
Yeah, I see good for you. Yeah, your outcome, like I said, your wants and your desires are good.
Uh-huh.
And it does show that coming into fruition, but the way the card is faced in the obstacle position, it's saying that it's going to move really slowly for you because he hasn't fulfilled his karmic debt with his ex-wife yet.
How soon do you think things can start moving in any direction?
And as soon as he's ready to let that go, as soon as he's ready to recover, and it's saying here it's going to take at least probably 4 weeks for him to recover, and things are going to start improving for you, and hopefully it'll be before next month because we're going into Mercury retrograde, which is going to make things a lot harder. Right now I'm getting that there's a lot of confusion and disorder that he's experiencing. Like he's confused about a lot of stuff, about love.
When you're saying Mercury things are moving harder, what does it mean that things are moving harder you and Mercury?
Well, next month, what we do, every 6 months we go into a retrograde, and it's depending on the planet, depends on the signs, what we all experience differently can be either negative or positive, depending on how we allow it to affect us. In certain cases, a lot of people are living in a very negative environment or negative energy, so that the retrograde and the planets can affect them a lot more effectively. If they choose to live in a positive environment and their vibration is positive and they have good soil, then things will prosper for them. So it just all depends on what their sign is, how they've been living their life. You know, if they're living in a positive environment or negative, it can affect them in different ways.
Mm. I see.
And that will start on next month, which starts on...
On the 6th of November.
Yeah, 6th of November. So any time before then, that will be good.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate your reading. Very nice.
You are so welcome, and we do have some other callers waiting on the line, so we're going to go ahead with the next caller. Nathan, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller from the 111 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, 111. You're on the air. Let's go with the next caller.
Yeah, let's go to the next caller from the 337 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tamla, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight, and we're doing some free readings, and how can we help you?
I was calling because I had a dream, and I've been having this dream for a while. It's a friend I haven't spoken to in a while, but they've been showing up in my dreams that it seems like something is wrong with their health. And I don't know because I haven't spoken to him in a while, and I've seen this lady. She looks like a guardian angel. I don't know if she's a guardian angel of mine or some type of angel, and she's been kind of like urging me to pray for my friend. So I sent my friend an email just letting him know that I was concerned about his health, you know, to go get himself checked out, and I just wanted to see, you know, if he received the email and what kind of energy she can pick up as to see if he'll take my advice to check on his health.
Okay, so you want to know how his health is doing?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your husband?
No, he's just a friend.
Oh, okay. And are you married?
No.
Okay. So this is just a close friend that you really like.
Say that again?
I said this is just a close friend, you said, that somebody that's having health problems?
Yeah. And he didn't tell me he was. It's just that he's coming up in my dreams, and it's almost like my angels or my guides are telling me to pray for him.
Yeah, I do see that in the cards. You got the moon card, and that means dreams. It means visions. But you've been receiving a lot of messages in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a peace of mind for you, though, telling you that everything is okay.
Yeah. But my thing is, I don't know why they're coming to me about him. That's what's so confusing. It's like I could see they were coming to me about myself, but they're coming to me about him.
Can you please explain to us what your dream is about?
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell us what your dream is about?
Okay, I was in the bed, and I was talking to someone that was sitting at the end of the bed, and then it looked like she was dressed in white. It looked like she could have been an angel or a spirit guide. She was, like, sitting on my behind me, kind of like toward my shoulder area. She wasn't in the conversation, but she was overseeing me or listening to me and giving me advice. And then my friend was in the kitchen area sitting in a chair, like about 10, not even 10 feet away from me, but just kind of like in another room, but looking my way. He wasn't in the room per se, but he was in the spirit. I could tell that whatever she was trying to tell me about him, it was about him. And it made me feel like something was going on with him, and I took it as his health or something, because I woke up and I felt the need to go out in nature and pray and ground myself, and I keep on getting health.
Okay. Lauren, what do you get from that?
You know, my guides are telling me that do you do any kind of healings or anything like that?
That's one of my gifts.
I'm trying
to work on, not say trying, because trying is when you don't believe in yourself. I'm working on it. because since I
stopped. So you work with Archangel Raphael.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on it, and
he's coming to you.
Yeah.
He's the one that's coming to you.
Oh, it's Raphael?
Raphael, yeah.
Okay.
He told me that.
Okay.
He wants to channel through you to heal him.
Okay.
And he also wants you to know that he's okay.
Okay, good. Because I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my mom was also in the dream, too. It looks like she was walking in the same room where all this was taking place. Is she receiving some type of healing as well?
Yes, and you're also doing a lot of healing in your dreams, too.
Okay. Is it,
you're
let me ask you this.
Soul.
Is it from past life? Is it from this life? Or is it, what kind of healing is this? Because I can see them, but I'm not sure what time or dimension is this.
So you have connection with the Native Americans. You have a connection with the shaman.
Okay.
And you're a shamanist, so therefore you are a healer. And you go into people's dreams and you heal them in the soul, in the DNA, through the dream.
Oh, wow.
And you're using your abilities. You're using your powers, your gifts from the gods, you know. And they want you to use it. And Raphael is teaching you right now. He's your teacher.
Okay.
And he's telling you to go with the flow. You're going to be doing a lot of journeying through the astral. He's also saying that you're going to come up with a battle between something that is evil. It's something that you're going to battle.
Oh.
That is attached to this person that is causing illnesses and just different kinds of stuff, emotional imbalances and all kinds of stuff.
Can you say that one more time? Because I think I know who you're talking about. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right. Say that again.
I'm saying that this guy that is ill, there's something negative attached to him, and you're going to battle it coming up soon.
I figured that because he and my mom, I don't know, they come across in my dream a lot. I think it's because my mom has mental disorders like his mom, and it's almost like when we talk, we're on the same page, and I know he has to have some attachments because I can sense them. He won't tell me, but it comes up in my dream. Okay, Raphael is with me. I'm going to win this battle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But remember to call on Michael for protection.
Okay, I will. Because Metatron and Michael has been coming up in my dreams, too. I've been seeing a lot of angels, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured something is going on with these energy shifts and everything because I've been seeing them a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of attacks going on right now.
Okay. Now, the attachment that's on him that I'm going to be helping him heal, is that part of my soul contract to do, or did I just walk into this? What's going on with that?
Yeah.
It's part of my soul contract?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That is your soul contract.
Okay. Good enough. Good
and
enough. Thank you so much.
Your contract was to work with Raphael.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Now I have an idea about why it had been showing up in my dream, but now I'm a really, really praying channel Raphael to help me and to help these people as much as possible. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us, and hope that we were able to help you.
Yes, you were. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you, and we're going to go ahead with the next caller now.
From the 111 area, you're on the air. Hello. 111. Okay, no. Let's go to the 757 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Deanna, and I'm from Virginia.
And We welcome you to Astromind 2012, and how can we help you?
I wanted to know about my relationship with Sean. We've been going through ups and downs, and I just get unsure about him sometimes. Can you tell me what you see for us?
For Sean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how your relationship's going?
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like that there's maybe some, I mean, he's speaking with someone else? Or, you know, like, do you see us being together
in one household? Has it been kind of unfair to you lately?
I feel like he's been trying to comfort me, I will say. But sometimes I feel like, and then other times I feel like he is just, you know, don't want to be bothered or not don't want to be bothered, but, you know, just weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little standoffish. And we've been going through a lot. Like I said, we have two children, and we live with my sister. We moved out of our house to my sister's house, and we got into it, and he moved to his mom's house, and I'm here in my sister's house, so that's a strain, you know. And
he's going through a transformation right now. He's going through some big changes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is telling you to guard yourself and to indulge yourself and to be careful with your health.
Yeah.
Right now he's trying to make some changes in his environment.
He's trying to make what?
Changes in his environment.
Mm-hmm.
It says there is a balance here, but the transformation is going to be fast.
It's going to be fast.
You're going to hear some good news. This is going to be a lucky relationship for you. It says it'll be like a new beginning. And you got the Ace of Wands, which means you will have the knowledge, and it will be a start of a new enterprise.
With him?
It says abundance is yours if you allow it. It says you will overcome heavy burdens off your back. It does show you guys getting married in the future. It shows you being invited to an invitation to some kind of social affair coming up.
Yes, I'm going to D.C. this weekend.
It says to celebrate and have fun. Like, a lot of fun times are coming up for you.
I mean, is that with him? They said that is with him, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you feel like that, when do you see that us, we're going to, because when do you see us moving into our own place? Because I don't know if, you know, I mean, he's, why so fast? Because he's talking like we're not going to do anything until all of our bills are paid off, and, you know, and next year is when it's going to be, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know. Okay,
well,
next year.
Are changing, you know. A lot of things are changing, and that's why if you got the death card, it means he's going through some changes right now. And a lot of it's not, he's uncertain about where it's going to go, but it looks in your cards that everything is positive.
You said, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you say that again.
I said everything in the card looks positive.
Okay, you said next month, though?
Yeah. In the middle of next month, you guys will be together.
I'm in the one
house. You might not have a house, but you'll have an apartment. I see you guys in an apartment, but I don't see a house.
Yeah. Or a townhome. That's what we're really looking for.
Yeah, a townhome, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I was trying to say. Like, he's acting this, so, you know, everything is my fault. I can't express to him any small thing to him. And, you know, without him blowing up and getting disrespectful, and that's what I'm having doubts about. Like, you know.
Well, just don't push him, you know. Try not to push him. Yeah, the more you push him, the more he gets upset, you know.
But that's the problem. That's the problem with just not being myself then. I can't be myself if, you know what I mean? If he thinks that every little thing is a problem with me. You know, you shouldn't have said that. It made me angry. I'm like, what? You know?
Like I should say, he just gets stressed out, you know. They don't mean it. Let's put it this way. His bark is his bark is worse than a bite.
That was funny. Okay, I'm gonna try to think this through, I guess. And I mean, I'm just wondering because I asked him.
And you know that his bark is worse than a bite.
Yeah, and I asked him actually if I checked his phone records because he wouldn't mention them tonight. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I haven't looked at your phone records. But if I look at them, will I find something? And he's like, yeah. You know, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or, you know, and then he's rushing me on the phone like, okay, you know, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. You should know better than that. You know, I'm not, you know, and I'm like, and he hung up. So I'm like, what the world is that about? Is he on the phone with someone flirting or trying to build something with someone?
No, he's not with anybody. He's just, like I say, he's just confused right now.
He's confused on what he wants to do with as far as me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he does want to be with you, and you guys will be together in an apartment next month.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to make sure I can leave feedback with you because I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine that happening that fast because I just opened a business, you know. Do you see that going well?
Yes, I do, actually, because you got the Ace of when I looked at the deck, you got the Ace of Wands.
What is the Ace of Wands?
Well, the Ace of Wands talks about business. It talks about starting a new enterprise. It talks about if you're starting a new job, if you're starting a new business. It talks
mm-hmm.
about in the right upright position. That's a very positive thing.
Okay, then you see that getting better. You have a time frame on that? You know, I'm looking for workers. Really?
Yeah,
okay.
A retrograde can be very positive for you, so I suggest to be very positive next month. Do a lot of meditation. Be very grounded. Rub your feet in the grass. Get in the sun. Drink a lot of water. Eat healthy. And just stay in alignment with the planet. And
I'm
give
trying
back to the earth. Whatever you take from the earth, you give back to the earth.
I am really trying to. You just don't know. Like you said, I have burdens. Like, I don't know, you know, how this is going to land with nothing. You know what I mean right now? Only thing I can do is kind of like pray, you know, and just pray for the best. Because I don't have a clue. You know, every part of my life is just hectic. My living situation, you know, my business and my relationship. And it's like a
lot. The main thing is you don't want to take one little thing and blow it into something big. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Because
and he
you're
will,
the one that can, You're the one that could be the tornado.
Me?
I'm sucking into your reality. Or he can suck you into his reality. So
yeah.
The way you see him, the way you're going to mold him.
The way the things stand. I couldn't hear you.
The way you see him, the way you will mold him.
Hmm.
Okay. So it's all based on what you're co-creating. It's all based on how you see him, how you see yourself, how you handle. You know, if you blow one little thing out of proportion, it can blow into a really big hurricane.
Yes.
You know? So.
So what do I do?
Let me ask you a question. How does a tornado and a volcano, how do they cooperate with one another?
How do they cooperate with one another? A hurricane.
Yeah, how do they connect?
You
know how they connect? Because they're both,
uh-huh.
both of
natural.
The earth. They're both of the elements.
Yeah.
That's how they connect.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all part of oneness. If we can learn to control that, if we can learn to tap into that, then we have more power over the elements.
You know what? I agree with you, and that's what I'm trying to get to with him, even spiritually. You know what I mean? Just be on one accord. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's so hard because he's done so much in the past. And it's hard to trust him at a crucial time in my life. You know,
the biggest problem that everyone has is everyone wants to walk away because it's the
and
easiest.
I, mm-hmm.
You know, it's the easiest thing, and when the truth is being told, nobody wants to hear the truth.
Mhm.
They just want to walk away. You know, that's the easy way.
That's him.
Mhm.
That's him,
so,
he walks away.
I mean, if he walks away, that's his choice, but I'm just saying, you know, that's what everybody wants to do. They want to take the easy way out.
Yeah, so you feel like that's what, because, I mean, I'm confused now. You don't feel like that's my situation, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to keep coming back and repeating and repeating and repeating, because we haven't learned something. Isn't that right, Roy?
Yeah. And that's part of the karmic quill.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to put this together, what you just said.
It's like playing video games. When you don't win, you have to start over.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like with him.
It's like a video game, yeah. Trying to get through to him.
Yeah, and it's like, it's been 15 years. We've been together since we were teenagers. So that's what makes me nervous about, you know, trusting him at this crucial time. Like, this is a make or break me time right now in my life, you know. And I'm trying to trust him and see him for a different person. And he tries, you know. He
I'm sure there's a reason why, you know, why God throws these obstacles at us to see if we can get around them and how much
mm-hmm.
faith we have to get around them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes he'll send his ascended masters to teach us lessons as well. Like, I'll give you an example, like, oh, what is that god, the elephant god, Garnarsh,
mm-hmm.
or Ganesha? Yeah, Ganesha. Ganesha is the god of obstacles, and Ganesha will teach you how to slow your life down because you're not looking at something to overcome an obstacle, or she'll
mm-hmm.
throw an obstacle in front of you because you're moving too fast and you need to slow down, or she'll help you to overcome obstacles, so she can work both ways.
Mhm. Okay. Okay.
So there's reasons for that.
So let me take this in. Let me just take it in. And I know you have probably other callers. But let me just take this in. So you're saying what you see happening is, I'm confused, is that we're going to make it. We're going to be all right. It's just an obstacle. And, you know, you seeing us even being married.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm thinking like...
And the reason why I say that is because you're a very determined person and you know what you want. And the way you have your card set up, it was all positive in, you know, in the positions that I'm looking at. Because I lay them out in different positions.
Mm-hmm.
And every deck is the same with different pictures, but they're all the same. But the layouts are all different as well, because you can do like the Tree of Life layout. You can do a cross thread layout, which is the Celtic cross. There's
mm-hmm.
all kinds of different layouts in the tarot, and they all have different variations and meanings depending on where the card is faced in what direction.
Okay.
That's what's nice about tarot, because you can do it in many different forms in different ways.
Four
different situations. Like,
but it comes out...
circumstances.
So it comes out the same way, though, right?
But it all comes out the same way, yeah, just in a different interpretation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
that's what I learned about tarot.
Okay. So you can have, okay, you got different places and where you place the cards and how that's, you know, and then, but it still come out the same way, the outcome. It may have a different picture, but it's still telling
it
the same story.
It may have a positive outcome, or it might have a negative, depending on
the spread.
You know, your determination, how bad you really want it.
Okay.
And, you know, and you're always constantly talking about them, so therefore you're determined that's what you want. That's your desire.
Yeah, I do, but I'm just I just want to know why is it that I'm feeling this way, that I feel like there's something either going on, or he's just, you know, am I just tripping, I guess. why am
well,
I
feeling
like...
Well, I think like, a lot of it is trusting in yourself, in your higher self, that whatever you're feeling is real to you, real or imagined, it's real to you. That's the way our instructor used to tell us, you know, when you think that something is impossible, it's real or imagined, it's real to you.
Okay.
And no matter what other people believe or what they say, if they're not experiencing what you're experiencing, and you're experiencing it for a reason on a soul level, because this is
mm-hmm.
your soulmate we're talking about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And so when do you see that, can you see in the cards where the marriage, when do you see that happening? Cause we've been together for 15 years, and I'm like, we keep going backwards and forth, you know, just every which way.
Like a yo-yo?
Yes. And it's like mostly from him, so to me it is. I guess I irritate, I do things that he don't like, and he do things that I don't like, and it just blows up, like you said.
What's
your
sign? Huh? What is your sign?
What's my sign? I'm sorry.
What's your sign? Your astrology sign?
I'm a Libra. I'm on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. He's an actual
Scorpio. Okay, what is his sign?
He's a Scorpio.
That's the problem. That's why you never agree on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're too much into politics and he's too much into being stubborn. He's setting his ways, you know, and anytime when you get in his face, he wants to sting you. And when he stings you with his poison, you begin to retaliate. You know, you it pushes you back further. Or it even makes you work harder at times just because you're on the cusp, you know.